This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Eastern Libyan Forces Commander Khalifa Haftar has arrived in Berlin for a summit that will take place on Sunday. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, the UN envoy for Libya said he hopes eastern oil ports shut down this week would be reopened soon.
Ghassan Salameh said the Berlin summit scheduled for Sunday would likely discuss the closures to avoid them dragging on for weeks or months, like previous seizures of facilities. Oil export terminals across eastern and central Libya were shut on Friday by tribesmen allied to Commander Khalifa Haftar, whose Libyan National Army has been locked in a nine-month war with government forces over control of the capital, Tripoli. Diplomats see the closures as a power play by the LNA aimed at choking off oil revenue to the internationally recognized Tripoli government.
That's Emer McCarthy reporting. Police fired volleys of tear gas and rubber bullets in Lebanon's capital Saturday to disperse thousands of protesters amid some of the worst rioting since demonstrations against the country's ruling elite started 3 months ago. More than 150 people were injured. Thick white smoke covered the downtown Beirut area near Parliament as police and protesters engaged in confrontations that saw groups of young men throw stones and firecrackers at police who responded with water cannon and tear gas. The clashes took place with the backdrop of a rapidly worsening financial crisis and an ongoing impasse over the formation of a new government after the cabinet headed by Prime Minister Saad Hariri resigned in late October. For more on these stories, be sure to visit voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.